Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Wonderful. I get it all the time. It never gets old. I have to admit that. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. I'm excited about having Charlie Fuel back on the show. Charlie's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. He's a consultant to businesses like yours and mine, big companies too. And he helps them put their best foot forward in the marketplace so they don't confuse themselves about why they are valuable to customers. That's the big thing. That's one of the things we have to deal with, isn't it, Charlie? Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Absolutely so.
You know, Charlie, one of the things I started saying years ago, and probably the first time I said it, I probably started saying it about 10 years ago. The first time I said it, I bet I offended some people when I said, everything you sell is a commodity. Even your service, a lot of the things that you do to serve customers is a commodity. And so now that we've established that, what are you going to do for your customers? I bet when I first started talking about that, Charlie, I offended some people. I bet I'm offending fewer people today than I did then. What do you think?
I think so. I think because of a lot of different dynamics, that's true. I also think, Jim, that we can, if you will, as the owner, and this morning while I'm with you, I want the audience to know, I want to speak today very focused to the small business owner that's both the CEO and the CCO. Now, what I mean by CCO is, you know, you've heard everybody say, well, I'm the CEO, but also I'm the chief cleaning officer, too.
Right.
That CEO, that small business entrepreneur that's trying to do a lot of things today in their business that does not have a lot of staff. I want to focus today and talk about what you said in regard to that person that's trying to run their business successfully. When we go to market, we build our business plan. And in that business plan, if we've done our due diligence and if we've done it properly, then we have a clear focus on who will buy our product or service and why they will buy our product and service. And a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, at that moment, though, it's more about why they're buying anybody's product and service, like what we sell, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when we start off with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement, and we're really engaged. But as time goes on, if we don't renew that, Jim, and we don't measure that, and one of the key questions for the audience today is, how do you know that you're meeting the needs of customers that you've defined as your target audience?
Right.
How do you measure that? What is the metric? I mean, you and I both, all of us talk about ROI.
Mm-hmm.
I do it, as Tim did earlier in the last segment.
Tim
talk about ROI on leadership. We measure ROI on everything, but the audience today, I want to ask you, how do you measure the ROI on the value that you deliver to your target customer?
Well, let's be honest. When somebody does business with you the first time, it's because you sell a commodity that they want. And they need it. You have it. They buy it from you, and they take it away. Now, that's not – when that happens, you know, I remember the first time – I mean, I've talked about this before, Charlie. The first time – that a major corporation agreed to be a sponsor of ours, I was so excited, but not even close to as excited as I was when they decided to renew a year later. Because just getting them to do business with me, that was an accomplishment, but it wasn't the hat trick. The hat trick was getting them to say, hey, I got some of that and I like it. I want some more of it. That's the trick, and that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely, Jim. If we position ourselves in our markets and a customer, to your point, buys the first time, maybe it was convenience. Maybe it was a referral. Maybe it was my advertising and marketing. Or maybe they became dissatisfied with whoever they were getting the like product or service from and reached out to try to find something new. But at that point, I've got a chance to win them or lose them.
Yeah. But at that point, you're nothing more than a filler of a need.
Right.
Now, what we got to do, though, is get them to want to come back, right?
Absolutely. And my point this morning is, when that encounter occurs, Jim, what are you doing to cause that? What metric are you using? How are you interacting with that new customer so that you know why they came and what it takes to drag them back into your business regularly, whatever it is for? And that metric, I think, we sometimes miss. When we were together back in November.
Hold on to that thought, Charlie. You have that metric, don't you?
Yep.
And when we come back after these messages, Charlie's going to give it to you. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Bysingham. Charlie, give us your website, please.
www.charliefuel.com.
F-E-W-E-L-L. Check it out, folks. Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Bysingham. We'll be right back. On the cloud side, in the night.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.